Just a reminder to subscribe, and thank you, Spotify, for letting me record at your London studios. Special thanks to Tom, Lewis, and Amber for setting it all up. Wouldn't have this episode without you guys. Enjoy.
Well, I'm glad I was able to give you that sneak peek before I torture you today with other stories.
Nah, I'm ready. It should be good.
It should be.
For those of you listening, I'm sure you've recognized their voices by now, but I have the guys from Shits and Gigs on. We have James and Fuhad.
Let's go.
I'm so happy you came on my little podcast.
Oh, thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us.
It's super, I know you're not here for long, so yeah, we appreciate the invite.
Facts.
I appreciate you coming on. I feel like starstruck when like people say they come on my show and they're like, oh, hearing you do this in person, I'm like, I honestly feel a little starstruck today.
Oh, wow. Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us, man.
I've seen so many of your viral TikToks you have the funniest giggles, so I can't wait to bring them out today.
All right, cool.
Those jokes.
Yeah, so
I'm excited. I'm excited.
It'll be really good. So for those of you listening, the guys have not heard the coconut story, and I know that a lot of you don't want to hear it a third time. So I'm going to read it to them. You're going to maybe get a couple reactions thrown in, but otherwise we'll jump to the first story, and that one will be our warm up and kind of go on Patreon. So
okay,
we'll see you on the flip side of the intro song, guys. Let's dive in. Are you ready for the first real one?
Yes, please.
Let's go.
Okay, here we go.
Let's go.
So this is 2 years old. Mm. It's coming from Am I the Asshole?
Gang.
It is titled, "My dying wife asked me if I'd be okay if she had sex with her ex one last time. I said no."
We spoke about this the other day. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, we actually spoke about this the other day.
Mm. My people haven't heard this yet, so.
All right, cool. Let's do it.
It'll be good. "I can't have this tied to my mane, but I really need to say something about it and have no one I can tell. My wife has a terminal disease. She is projected to live at most 9 months. I, of course, am destroyed. We've been together for a decade. I don't remember life without her, and I don't know what I'm going to do when she's gone. I've been doing my best to make the last days of her life good and grant whatever wish I can. The doctor said that she was likely to need a wheelchair in 4 or 5 months. Then, by month 8, she'll be bedridden for the last few weeks. That's if she doesn't decline faster. Recently, she sat me down and told me that one of the things she wanted to do was have sex with a previous partner of hers. I, of course, was shocked and asked why the fuck she wants that. So basically, she thinks that her most physically compatible, most satisfying lover was him. She gave a whole monologue about how sex sometimes is just physical and how emotionally fulfilling sex is with me, but it was bullshit to get to that point. So now I'm left with this, denying my wife a wish for my own ego, or let her go fuck another man whom she feels was better. Honestly, I'm so pissed off and betrayed that she asked this of me. I feel like I'm put in a position where I have to say yes because she's dying. I know what I want to say, but I don't know if that's right. I'm so hurt that sex with an ex was apparently so good that she needs to do it once more before she dies. I just hate everything about this."
That hospital won't see me again.
Yeah, that hospital
won't see me again. And first and foremost, she has to bell or speak to this said ex. And let's say I'm the ex, right? I'm not receiving a call from an ex from like X amount of years ago.
Yeah.
I said, and she's, "Oh, well, go on, blah, blah, blah." Long story short, I'm trying to fuck. I've got 9 months to live and I'm trying to fuck. I can't hear that over the phone.
Do you know what I mean?
If you can't tell me you're about to die and one of your dying wishes to fuck me, I'm put off.
Yeah.
I'm put off. If I'm an ex, I'm put off. I don't care what you have to say, what you have to do, where you have to go. I'm put off.
Having sex with a dying person puts you off?
Ooh.
But that, like, she's not my partner. She's not my wife. She's not any of this. So I can't receive a random message from an ex and say, "Listen, I'm about to go in eight months.
I'm trying to get this in pre-wheelchair.
Facts. And the psycho in me will probably think, I'm going to do more damage to her than good. So I don't even want to facilitate this wheelchair-bound situation. You see what I'm saying? So I'm off. It's off the table already. The whole thing's off the table.
Honestly, it's too much though. So my past life, I was an occupational therapist.
Okay.
And I used to like go over sex toys for people with disabilities.
Okay.
Oh, and there's so many toys that are like intended for the disabled community.
Oh, okay.
That like I think able-bodied people should bring into the bedroom.
Okay.
Like there's this one. It's basically like a sit and bounce.
A sit and bounce.
You are gonna love this. You're gonna want this.
I was.
Is it for guys or girls? Yeah. Well, I'm gonna want this. Pause.
Yeah.
Let me show you this. Just wait.
Fair.
Sit and bounce.
It's so cool. Okay. So this is what it looks like. It even has a little handlebar to like really like give you some leverage. So the person on the bottom is usually the penis person. Mm-hmm. And so you stick it up through that hole. Mm-hmm. And then the person on top gets on top and they have the little handlebars, but it bounces.
Okay.
I see.
So it's like, it's way less effort.
Okay.
It's really good if you have like poor energy tolerance.
Okay.
So this is what she might.
She could use.
I'm not doing that.
You can't call me out of the blue and say, I've got a sit and bounce and I'm trying to use it.
I'm not doing
that. I can't hear that.
It's just not sexy. Yeah. None of that is sexy.
Yeah. My ego also isn't allowed to be given that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I've had to, I asked my husband for like one thing and this is it. You can't give me that much power.
Yeah.
I'm only one man.
Yeah.
I can't hear that. It's your dying wish.
Yeah. And who's going to believe he was his dad? Like, oh, I banged this chick that wanted to bang me. Now she's gone.
Yeah.
Like,
She's gone.
If I was the husband, I would just say, bro, just do it. Because you're never going to see me again.
Facts.
But just do it.
Yeah.
Or you can try and do it and see if he reciprocates. But
yeah.
I just don't see myself, if I'm like the ex, I just don't see myself going through with it.
I feel like some people would take it on as like a challenge though and be like, I got to fuck a dying girl.
That's also a lot of pressure because I have to give you my best round of all time.
Yeah. Mm. Honestly, I feel like he's probably going to go flaccid if he knows the truth.
100%.
Yes.
Like she would just have to call him up and be like, hey, wanna fuck? Like,
yeah, she has to hit him up and be like, I've been thinking about this for years. I have to fuck you again.
Yeah.
She can't mention the terminal illness.
No.
And it has to be like, she's got 9 months to live. It has to be, let's say she goes in September. It has to be January. She has to holler me in January. That peak energy. Do you know what I mean? Because okay. I can't know that something's wrong.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because she's not throwing it back like she used to.
Yeah.
She's not like jumping. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So what, like, if your partner asked you this, would you, even though you're married and they have 9 months left, would you be done? Like,
I'm over it.
Yeah, I can't.
That's a
disgusting dying wish because she's thought about this for a minute. Since she her first round of chemo, she's thought about this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It doesn't make sense to me.
For the sake of orgasms, you want to leave this earth with this on my chest for the sake of an orgasm.
How is that going to make me, I have to deal with this for the rest of my life. You're gone. Yeah, yeah. You don't have to think about deal with it anymore. Like it's unfair.
Yeah, it's brutal.
I'm kind of like, maybe it was just that good, but like, I know a lot of people say like, you don't end up with the best sex you've ever had, but like, I look at my past partners and like, there's no one I would want to like have as my last meal.
I can't think of a single person that I would think when I'm dying, this is what's coming into my head.
That's the last thing that's going to be in my head anyway. I know what you mean.
Like, there's not one person.
Imagine as well the scenario where he agrees to it, she hits him up, and then the guy says no. She has to then go back to her husband and be like, oh, yeah. He said no.
Can I have another dying wish? You won't see. You would see the back of my head walking out the door. That's all you're going to see.
Yeah, he said no.
So, Mulligan, this is not make a wish. You can't go to Disneyland twice.
No take back seats.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's long.
God.
Can I have another dying wish?
Can I have another dying wish? No, you can't. Oh, you can't. God. You fucked it with the first one. You should have thought about it before you brought it to the table.
Oh,
God. That's such a brutal... I physically wouldn't... I wouldn't be able to deal with it.
Mm.
There's no way. And the fact that he's a good man that's thinking, I feel obliged to say yes because of a dying wish.
Good sport.
He's a good sport.
I know.
Because also, there's also no point saying no.
Mm.
Because whether you say yes or no, the relationship's done.
Yeah.
Why did she even tell him?
There's no point.
She shouldn't have just. Why? She's dying anyway.
Yeah, just
don't. Just leave me out of it. If you want to holler him, holler him.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna know.
What's the point?
I'm never gonna know.
You're literally gonna take it with you in 9 months.
Facts.
Yeah.
That is like the definition of like you're doing it for your own guilt, not like coming clean to the other person.
Oh, bro, facts. Lie to me.
Facts. I think so many more people should lie.
Facts. Oh, we're on the same page. Like, we spoke about this. Yeah, we ad nauseum.
It's just so annoying. Like, this is not for me and you being a good person. Like, you just felt guilty, you bitch.
Oh, yeah. Facts. I had that recently. I had a few years ago, one of my exes rang me out the blue and was like, oh, I'm doing some, like, repenting and all this stuff. I just want to let you know that I cheated on you, like, 11 years ago. Mm. And I was like, who is this for? You just ruined my evening for no reason. We haven't spoken in years. What's going on? Why are you telling me this? She was like, you just deserve to know. I was like, get over yourself, man.
We'll lock off the phone.
I wasn't even thinking about you until this call.
Literally.
Facts.
And now I won't stop thinking about it.
Oh.
Selfish. It's narcissistic.
So that's what it is. Mm. That's it. Yeah. Selfish. Just. Okay. Moving along. This next one might be a little selfish, but it's interesting. This is kind of a theme idea I have kind of coming up, going down the line, but it's all about like misleading titles. And I feel like you guys probably get this a lot too, taking your listener write-ins where like they'll give you this title and you're like, that had nothing to do with the story or it was not.
Okay, cool.
Well, like wasn't as bad. So this one is, am I the asshole for trying to help my girlfriend without hurting her feelings? I, 32 male, have been in a relationship with my girlfriend, 24 female, for almost 3 years now. When we first got together, she was pretty overweight and struggling with her self-esteem, depression, and anxiety. Over time, she started to work on herself, both physically and mentally. I've been incredibly proud of her progress and how far she's come. Lately, though, I noticed that she's been putting on some weight gain, and it's been affecting her mental health. She's mentioned feeling down about her body image, and her struggles with anxiety and depression have resurfaced. I genuinely care for her, and I don't want to see her suffer like this. I thought about talking it out, but knew it would just devolve into asking if I'm still attracted to her. And truthfully, I have lost some attraction over the last month or so, though she does still look amazing, for the most part. I thought it would be better to take some more subtle approaches. So I've started adding small amounts of sawdust to her food. The idea being it would help her feel fuller faster and encourage her to eat less without her knowing.
Sawdust.
Wood.
Surely that's a jailable.
Yeah, bro.
I was trying to prevent her from falling back into her previous state of depression and anxiety. Unfortunately, my brother, 30 male, caught me in the act, and he was shocked and angry. He told me I was being manipulative and abusive.
Facts.
Which, okay, a little shady, maybe, but abusive is a serious stretch. Now my brother is giving me an ultimatum. He wants me to tell my girlfriend what I've been doing by the end of the week, or he'll tell her himself. He believes she deserves to know the truth. I think what I've been doing is enough to help her without causing her unnecessary pain by revealing what I've done. She's already lost a few pounds. I told him I would stop, and I believe that should be sufficient. I don't see the point of telling her and potentially destroying the progress she's made. My brother thinks I'm completely in the wrong and that my girlfriend deserves the truth, but I genuinely believe I was doing what I thought was best for her, and I don't see it as malicious. Am I really the jerk for trying to help my girlfriend in this way, or is my brother overreacting? Should I tell my girlfriend what I've been doing, or keep it to myself to spare her feelings? I need honest opinions here. Please keep in mind that telling her up front that she's put on weight could seriously set her back.
Well, that's the least of his problems.
That is the least.
He's a crazy person.
Sawdust. Like, is he a doctor? How does he know that he's not causing damage to her? Like, what the fuck?
I wonder if you can die from eating sawdust.
Surely. This is wood. Like, it's not meant to be in your system, period.
Yeah.
I know.
That's crazy. What food is he putting it in that she's not noticed she's eating sawdust?
It must be like stews and soups and them things that she's just mixing it
just,
in.
Yeah.
The viscosity is thick. She can't tell. She can't tell.
I wonder, well, if you get it like really ground up, it's like dust. Like, it's really fluffy.
Damn.
So he could be putting in smoothies, pasta sauce.
There you go. There you go. But yeah,
man said she's been making really good progress.
He's crazy. He's a narcissist. He's absolutely crazy. Oh. I also think the fact that the brother would tell the girlfriend scared the life out of him.
Yeah.
Because
he's reeling.
Yeah, he's realizing what he's doing. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Because I can't be giving sawdust to my girl and you threaten me, say,
Bro. Tell her now. I'm telling
her. If you don't tell her by Friday, I'm telling her. That's when you know you fucked up. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I can't tell her.
Yeah, I also couldn't walk in on you mixing sawdust in your girlfriend's food. Yeah. I couldn't. I physically couldn't walk
You'd
in to see that.
You'd have to sit me down. Yeah. We'd have to talk.
Yeah. I'll shake you, bro. What are you thinking?
I'd be like, please, James, please. I need to do something.
Bro, yeah. She's making great progress.
Oh, my God.
She's making great progress. I just can't tell her she's putting on weight. This is the only option.
It's been working so far.
Yeah, yeah.
Just help me out.
She's lost a few pounds,
please,
bro.
Please, bro, help me. I'm your brother. Help me.
Nah, I'll send you to prison, bro. That's crazy stuff.
Wow.
It's bad.
He has to go to jail for that.
I bet you could. I bet you actually 100%. Could press charges for
100%.
This. 100%. Because there was a girl that found out her boyfriend was poisoning her with slugs.
What?
Oh, that's another Reddit, like, Hall of Fame one. She was with this guy for years, years and years and years. And she started getting, like, really sick. She had a heart condition, like, crazy stuff. And weird stuff kept happening. Like, they had an exotic, like, African slug, and it died. And so he mixed that into her food. But like...
What, the whole slug or like
I think
remnants?
He pulls it out of the shell. Or I don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, that was a snail. He pulled the snail out of the shell.
Oh,
but the slugs... So it turns out like she kept getting really, really sick. Found out through a friend that came into her work and said, hey, your boyfriend's been putting slugs in your food. And
I can't hear that. See, Paul, you can't just brush over that. What do you mean my boyfriend is putting slugs in my food?
Yeah.
I have a million questions.
Bro!
Do you want to know the worst part?
I can't comprehend that.
Go on.
Yeah.
So they were gardening together. They had like a little garden behind their house, and he kept putting food out for the slugs. And she thought it was so cute that he wanted to feed the slugs. And
just to fatten
up
these slugs.
She would help him put
her
food out with the slugs too.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's how he was getting all the slugs.
He was just fattening them up
to blend them in her food.
Yep, so she found...
He actually wanted her to die?
No
idea.
Or
he just liked her eating slugs?
This is like some Dark Knight twisted antagonist.
Arkham Asylum style stuff.
The fact that he inadvertently showed her where the poison was, led her to the poison, and she had no idea what she was eating in the same breath.
Literally.
It's crazy.
Yeah, she ended
crazy.
Up...
Crazy. She was feeding... Oh, it's bad.
She was doing it... She was like literally like... Like doing it to herself, like in like that's not crazy. At all, but like in a sense, you know, like getting the slugs ready for you
her,
to eat later.
It's crazy.
I have no idea what that must do to you mentally to find that
you
out.
Won't trust anyone again.
No, you can't trust
anyone again.
Yeah.
I don't want a garden. I want to live in an apartment. No gardens.
I don't want a partner.
Oh God.
Yeah. This but the sawdust stuff is nuts.
Well, according to Google, you can eat small amounts of sawdust. It's not considered lethal in itself.
He's putting in enough to actually lower the calorie content of the meal that she's eating.
On a day, I'm assuming on a daily basis.
Yeah, every meal.
Like, that should be illegal.
Yeah. It absolutely is. I also wonder, like, why sawdust? Why not, like...
It wouldn't come to my head.
Sawdust wouldn't come to my head at all.
This guy's an expert.
Yeah, he must know sawdust does something. It must fill you up somehow. He must know this somehow.
Yeah, he learned it somehow.
He must be in,
He literally probably learned it on Reddit.
Probably.
How to make your girlfriend lose weight.
Hard,
bad side of Reddit.
Wormhole.
And he was willing to take these extent because he didn't want to tell her she's putting on a few pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. Man said, am I the arsehole for trying to help her?
Narcissist, bro.
Yeah.
He's trying to control her.
There's a lot. Okay, just by Google. Oh my God, there's another Reddit post literally titled, can I eat sawdust to keep my stomach full and not feel hungry?
Jesus Christ.
People are crazy, bro.
Top comment, until you die.
Facts.
Facts. Yeah, but this is a very, like, it's on Quora. Like, it's everywhere about eating sawdust.
It's just a thing.
Yeah.
This is news to me, boy.
I've never heard of this. And a lot of people do say, yeah, it'll help you feel fuller. It expands.
Is there nothing else we can use?
A lie? Why sawdust?
I don't know, but it can cause severe intestinal blockages.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised at all.
So don't try that at home, guys.
Sawdust is bonkers.
Yeah, long story short, he's the asshole, yes.
Yeah. This is breakup. You can't move past this.
Both of them. This one under Dying Next Wish.
And the brother, I don't know why the brother's given ultimatums. Yeah. I'm going in the living room now. I'm telling her right now.
Bro, she's giving you sawdust.
Because I don't know what he's liable to do between now and Friday. I don't know how much more sawdust she's going to eat between now and Friday.
He's going to try and thin her out ASAP. Within 4 days, he's going to thin her out.
By Friday, she's going to look her absolute best.
Yeah.
And she's going to understand where I'm coming from.
Facts. So when I say the truth, maybe she won't dump me.
We're doubling dosages between now and Friday.
God.
No protein, all sawdust. It's sawdust protein shake. Wow.
It probably would look similar.
It probably would.
If you were going to put one thing just to like get away with it in someone's food, what would it be?
Get away with
just
it.
Just out of spite? What would I put in someone's food and get away with it? Has to be the classic spit, isn't it? But then again,
just
loogie? Yeah, I couldn't watch someone eat that though.
I actually could watch.
Do you know what I saw on Instagram the other day? Mm. You know when you order, you know, like Deliveroo? Mm-hmm. Or
Postmates, Uber whatever. Eats.
Uber Eats. Mm. Uber Eats is the one. Yeah. Uber Eats. It actually wasn't Uber Eats driver. Mm. If you order like McDonald's or whatever and it's not sealed, they're like, do not touch it.
Yeah.
Did you see the video?
I'm not seeing it, no.
Bro, it was a guy outside in his moped just backing someone's drink. He just had the drink open, just slurping it, not even through the straw, like put the lid back on and then bopped in.
No.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, in my head, I was thinking, there must have been 10,000 times I've accepted it without it being sealed. I'm pretty sure they've only been sealing it the last like year or so.
Yeah, facts.
I don't think they do that for us.
It's not sealed.
Our drinks aren't, no.
No. So the drinks are in the bag, but the bag is sealed.
My drink, I always get handed my drink.
Yeah.
And I have like...
You just got like bite marks in the straw.
Oh, no. No, but I...
Bite marks.
I get a lot of Chick-fil-A vanilla shakes, and you know how easy it would be to hide jizz in there?
Oh my God.
So I've heard that like being like a big thing that people love to hide. I don't remember if it was on Reddit or like where I came across it, but there was a story where I think it was Reddit, but I didn't read it on the podcast. I read it at a live show. And this guy kept a jar of jizz in the kitchen because when he would make his wife pancakes, he would put it in the pancake batter. And he loved watching her eat his jizz without
her
knowing.
Jesus Christ, man.
These are Jalen offenses, bro.
Yeah, a lot of this is just really sick.
Yeah.
You actually don't know who you're living with sometimes.
You don't.
That's bonkers.
And they're married. Like, they were married. Like, you think you know someone.
So I'm telling you, bro. Lie to me.
Yeah, you have to lie to me.
This is like, this whole like, honesty is best policy. Just carry on lying to me. Don't ever tell me I've been eating jizzy pancakes for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Just let me die.
I'll throw hands and we both go to jail.
Yeah.
That's
just
crazy.
Keep lying to me. Keep lying to
That's crazy.
Get your satisfactory kink out of the way and just let me live. Don't ever let me find out.
Oh.
Wow. Okay, cool. Wow. Okay, cool. But yeah, that Chick-fil-A thing is mad also.
I like have ordered a few shakes and they always just hand it to me, but my food like is sealed in the bag with a little sticker on
the
top.
Out.
Yeah, they're just out.
That's nutty, boy.
Yeah, that is. That's super sawdusty protein.
Yeah.
I feel really gross now. I don't like that.
Sorry, guys.
I don't like that at all. Okay, moving along. So this is coming from r/nostupidquestions.
All right, cool.
Posted 7 days ago, so real fresh.
Fresh
for us. Is it normal to suck on your girlfriend's nipples to fall asleep?
Nope.
No.
Open a shut case there. Nope.
Next.
Yeah.
Next, bro. To fall asleep. He's thinking of his childhood.
He's got he's got mommy issues.
Issues.
And she just lets it happen.
Yeah, they're made for each other. They're made for each other.
Wasn't sure where to post this, so I hope here is fine. My girlfriend asked me out of nowhere why I never suck on her nipples to fall asleep. I was confused and told her that I'm not an infant anymore and don't really need that to fall asleep. She told me that this is something her ex-boyfriend used to do always, which I personally find weird. I told her that this doesn't sound like normal behavior to me, but she felt like I was just being defensive and refused to be vulnerable and less masculine.
It's a breakable offense.
Which is why I just want to know if this behavior is in fact normal or at least common.
Ex-gaslitter.
Yeah.
The ex-gaslitter.
Like, baby, everyone does this,
I'm trying
man.
To be vulnerable
I'm
with you.
I'm trying to be vulnerable and I'm trying to sleep. Whip out the tea.
Give me the tip.
Give me the nips,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Free the nips,
I'm trying to
man.
Be vulnerable with you.
This is us.
Yeah.
This is us.
Wow, she's bringing that into the next relationship. So why don't you do this?
Crazy. That's a massive red flag.
Yeah.
It's a massive red flag. She's definitely in the wrong.
It's really, but honestly, she probably got like really convinced.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, she got manipulated.
Yeah.
That's what she got. She got manipulated.
I have to give it up. Girlfriends will do stuff, you know?
Yeah, they'll do stuff for the man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like what?
For the nothing from my experience. Nothing from
like
me.
What?
Yeah. Not for me. Yeah. I don't have any weird stuff, but I've heard like, literally all my life,
yeah.
A girl will say like, oh yeah, because my boyfriend used to do this. And I'm like, what do you mean, bro? They'll just put up with stuff. But yeah, the whole sucking titty to fall asleep is absolutely insanity.
I think they think that if, let's say a man has a kink and a man exposes the kink to their partner.
It's trusting and
they know, they think that if I don't facilitate this for my man, he's going to find it elsewhere.
So that's my assumption. Bro.
So that's where they were like, I'm going to do it because he's my man. Not because I like this, but because he's my man and I don't want him to find this elsewhere.
Yeah.
And that's how it spirals.
Most dudes don't think like that. Most dudes are like, yeah.
Yeah, facts. That's how it spirals.
Yeah, yeah. Sucking teeth to fall asleep is the braziest thing I've heard.
Yeah. That is childish behavior. Literally childish behavior.
It is interesting. I mean, because like they're... Like nipples are so sensual as well, but like to fall asleep.
Yeah, I was gonna say she must have just been awake, horny every day,
and
because that is a little foreplay, but kind of you're going to bed.
Yeah,
yeah, it's kind of a mind fuck right there.
Literally mind fuck. I was about to say.
Yeah,
and also, what position is he in?
He's coddled.
I feel like
he's coddled. Yeah,
right there on the side. You like the little action
and
too.
I can't.
Yeah.
Listen, you man aren't keeping this. I can't, bro. I can't. Listen, if I'm a chick, right, and I'm cradling a man, and all I'm seeing is, I can't look at you the same anymore. I can't wake up the next day and call you my man.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You're not a daddy, bro. You're not daddy.
You're boy.
Okay.
You're out my yard. You're a little boy. I can't, bro.
But let's flip it here for a second, okay? Let's say... Someone wanted to suck your dick to fall asleep.
That's impossible.
This is different things.
That's impossible.
People breathe out of their noses when they sleep, and if you're a mouth breather, you need help.
Yeah.
You need help.
Yeah.
Get some tape and stop mouth breathing. It is so bad for you.
It is really bad.
So like,
no one could say,
I know it's impossible because like you expand and like you were thinking, oh, they choke. Oh.
Don't come for me, Morgan. It'll get good to me.
My waist.
I'll be trying to see my waist would just like.
You'll gag.
But
no one's sleeping. No one's sleeping.
I couldn't deal with that frustration every night. Oh,
yeah,
God.
Facts.
Oh, God.
I'd be out.
Yeah.
I feel like some people could pull it off.
Oh, what? Just
like a lot of like people that are growers, not showers.
Mm.
Just in that initial little phase, like it'd be just a nice little lollipop to pacifier.
No one's putting my flaccid dick in their mouth.
Yeah, it's also I would never be able to fall asleep.
Okay.
Like if, let's say for example, this is a consistent thing. I've helped my wife try and sleep. So I'm looking out for her. Let's say we've been doing this for a week, for example, right? Yes, I hate it, but I'm doing this because I love her. You know, let me put myself in the zone. I hate it, but I'm doing it because I love her, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to get to a stage where I'm going to resent bedtime. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
PTSD.
I'm going to resent bedtime, and my dick's not going to know the difference between bedtime and sex. So every time she does draw to try and suck my dick, I'm going to go invert it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to... Do you know what I'm saying? It's just
you're gonna
not,
get Pavlov.
Yeah, it's not sexy. Yeah. Pavlov indeed. Wow.
Yeah,
dogs
bro.
All
yeah,
over
yeah,
the place.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as that mouth touches your dick, you're
soft,
bro.
Yeah, that's some operant conditioning for sure.
Yeah, it taps with your brain, man. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't. It's not sexy anymore.
Yeah.
And she has to find it elsewhere. She would have to find it elsewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, the best solution would be to like make a mold of yourself.
And put
just a pacifier. That. Yeah.
That's also not the best solution because I'm not molding my flaccid dick. Nobody's molding my, I promise you, no one's molding my flaccid dick.
I was going to ask, like this kind of feels like a kink, like for the guy to fall asleep, the initial one.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a kink. Something that really messed me up though is I heard recently that like people that are boob guys or boob people, it's usually because they weren't breastfed long enough as a kid.
Damn.
And like, really? As someone that's like kind of like, I like that, I'm like, it really just ruins things.
Yeah,
for
that's
me.
Not fair to lump everyone in there.
I think every guy likes titties. Like, it's,
okay.
But that doesn't
mean
I wouldn't associate that with because
I don't know,
not
though.
Been breastfed when I was a kid or enough.
I don't know. I was breastfed and I'm not gonna lie to you. Boobs, I'm here for boobs, but I'm not like a massive boob obsessive.
Okay.
This kid was definitely not breastfed long enough. He was breastfed for 2 hours and then that was it.
That was it. Yeah. He probably didn't latch properly and the mom was done.
Damn. God.
Breastfeeding's hard. So I hear.
I can imagine.
Like, and painful.
I've heard it's
painful.
This
one lady. Oh, she was like, my nipple splits and cracks every single time. And she's like, I just had to keep going through it. No matter what I would put on it, it wouldn't heal before like the next feed.
No. Warriors.
Warriors.
Women are really, really, really worried. Do you remember that video that was going around a couple of years ago? The little black kid. I was just sucking and biting on the mom's tea.
Oh,
she was doing like some selfie video. Yeah. And the kid was doing a madness on there.
Yeah. Oh my God. What did you say? Cracks and what?
Splits.
Split.
No.
On a nipple?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my.
I'll cry every time.
Every
single time.
Every single time.
Yeah. Okay, moving along. This one is titled, Am I the Asshole for Making My Husband Sleep in the Guest Room After He Refused to Clean Up His Own Vomit?
Interesting.
Last night, my husband had some work friends over for a barbecue and drinks. I worked today and I did all the prep work / cooking and cleaning so him and his friends could enjoy their time together. He ended up getting pretty drunk and threw up in our bathroom sink, left it, and refused to clean it up when I asked him to. His refusals included, quote, I don't know what to do to clean it up, and, quote, I closed the drain on the sink, and now I can't get it open. It's one of the drains that you push to close and push to open.
Yeah.
Also, quote, I don't have time to clean it because I have to work early. Little background on our situation. He works full-time, pays 60% of the bills, and I work part-time, 40% of the bills. Therefore, I deal with all domestic house duties. Don't get me wrong. I love my role in our home, and I am truly happy to do it. However, this just feels like straight up disrespect.
Facts.
I was super upset after him feeding me excuses of why he can't clean up his own vomit. He smelled horribly of liquor and was starting to raise his voice at me when he was explaining he couldn't clean it because he had to go to work to pay for all the things we want. To be clear, we have our own individual bank accounts and he doesn't pay for any of my personal bills or recreational purchases. After his exudes of why to not clean it up, I didn't engage or continue with the argument because when you're sober, there's no reasoning with a drunk person. So I had asked him to sleep in the spare room. Now I just feel guilty. So tell it to me straight. Am I the asshole in this situation?
No.
I'm not cleaning up.
No, you're not the only
Someone's facts. Sick in a sink, bro.
Facts.
That's
facts.
The worst thing I can possibly imagine.
He's just literally excuse after excuse. He's not a man.
On a 60-40 split, he's got balls like this.
He's not a man. And who throws up in a sink? Throw up in a toilet.
I've thrown up in a sink before. But yeah. Toilet, obviously, toilet's preferable. Yeah, but I'll take what I can get.
This is disgusting.
This is the most disgusting thing. And man's like, I haven't got time.
I've got work. After she slaved the whole day trying to make sure your night was good.
One of us has work and it's not you.
It's not you.
Clean the sink. I'm not going to say it again. Clean the sink.
It's not you.
That's crazy stuff, man.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to lie. There was one time.
Mm.
This is not one of my proudest moments. This was in uni.
Okay.
I... went back. I got crazy drunk.
Yeah.
Went back to a girl's house. This is one of the most drunk I've ever been in my life. Threw up on, like, my clothes were on the floor. Threw up on her bedroom floor. She gave me spare clothes and, like, all this stuff. And then, like, her and our housemate were, like, on their hands and knees, like, scrubbing the sick. And I was like, God, I feel bad. I'm not gonna lie. I stepped over them. I just left. I was like, I can't deal with this. It stinks. I was thinking, I'm so sorry.
I would have thrown it at you on the way out.
I bet. I bet.
Would have been so pissed. I would have chucked it at you.
I deserved it. But I was like, it stinks in here. I can't smell this again. This. Otherwise, I'm going to be sick again. Yeah. So guys,
you're going to have to do double voice.
Sorry, yeah. But thanks.
Thanks for the clothes.
Thanks for the clothes and thanks for all of this.
Oh.
When the housemate came in, I was like, wow, I'm really a piece of shit. Yeah. Really a piece of shit.
Did you send her like a gift the next day? Like a cookie or something?
No.
You never saw her again, did you?
I didn't see her again. I just charged the whole situation to the game and just kept it stepping.
Fuck.
That is a fuck moment indeed.
Yeah. What is it with you guys and throwing up in sinks though? I feel like that's such a boy thing.
I don't throw up in sinks. Like, toilet.
Because then you just puke flush.
Facts. Yeah, I don't know. Guys... Men are pathetic though. Men get like flustered and scared when it comes to like being sick. So they just do whatever they can.
He was probably
there splashing his face like, please, 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 please. And then just cried and then like splash his face some more. I need to like rinse his mouth and stuff. Because toilets are like...
The splashback.
Yeah. Toilet is a commitment.
Mm. How hard are you throwing up?
This guy throws the fuck up.
Oh my God.
This guy throws up.
I've had moments, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's like...
I think my reflux is just murked.
You projectile.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's bad.
Oh my God. To get the splashback, I've never experienced that. So like, I'd stick my head in there.
Really?
Like, I'm still like over
it a bit. I'm like hugging the bowl. Like,
oh God.
Oh.
Oh, it's the worst thing.
Horrible. Yeah.
Literally, my head shakes and I tear. It's the worst thing.
Yeah. I think the worst is when you can just feel it coming on and you're like, you don't want to like make yourself throw up, but your mouth is getting like extra and
juicy.
you just feel it. And you're like,
that's my prayer. Yeah. My prayer impact is high. I start praying. I'm like, oh, please God, please God, please God. I start praying like, because I know it's coming. It's inevitable. But I'm trying to prolong it. You start breathing different, everything. Oh my God, I'm so extra.
Oh, the chills and like the cold sweats.
I like grab the sink up here and like grab here and I'm just like, oh, please God, don't. Why is this happening to me?
Oh, it's the worst.
Oh, God.
It is actually the worst.
I had a friend who, she was in London, had a sandwich from like Pret at Heathrow.
Mm. Oh, damn.
And midway through the flight back to LA, got food poisoning from the sandwich.
And so she was both ends in the bathroom. That's the worst possible place that can happen.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the worst place. That or probably a train or, gosh.
Jesus Christ.
It's bad.
Pret's supposed to be good as well.
I love it. She got a bad sandwich.
Damn. Must have been like an egg or a chicken thing or something. Yeah. Maybe like a
salmon. I think it was chicken. Yeah, it was chicken.
Salmonella.
Yeah, that'll get you. That'll get you in three.
Yeah.
So top comment on this one is not the asshole. Obviously, also by your calculations, he should be taking on 40% of the housework. He can start by cleaning up his own puke, which is really interesting. I thought it was really bold of him to be like, I got to go to work and make money for all the things I'm going to buy. Yet she shares.
60-40 split.
Yeah.
You're barely doing it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's not a man. He's really not a man.
It's only an extra 10%, sweetie.
Yeah.
And she says she's still buying all of her own like recreational stuff, all of her own stuff. So it's like, you contribute an extra 10% to our house?
Yeah.
Big whoop.
Cool.
Big whoop. Grow up, bro. Yeah.
Cool.
He's going to give us all the nice things that we have.
That's a crazy statement.
That's a narcissistic statement as well. Yeah.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
It's really brutal.
Just say, I don't want to clean up the sink. Just be honest.
Yeah.
Big man, I don't want to clean up the sink. Please do it for me. I love you. And we can talk about this tomorrow. That's all you have to say. Just say the truth.
Yeah, literally.
Don't beat around the bush and say, oh, it's because I got bills to pay and shit. Yeah.
Do you find that a lot, like in stories you guys come across though, like uneven household splits?
Not really. I feel like a lot of the ones we've read, a lot of the time they don't live together. Maybe.
Okay.
And if they do, it's nothing to do with like a split thing.
Okay.
It's just other stuff.
Yeah. Usually we don't really find the details too much about like what the we've had a couple where like One guy refused to pay for his wife's like extra night stay at the hospital when she had a baby or something. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I can't remember the ins and outs, but yes, I do remember
that.
Yeah.
What?
Something like that.
Yeah,
like
he said, if you want the good stuff, pay for it yourself. Like all the extra treatment and blah, blah, blah. He said he's going to pay for the basic stuff. If you want all that extra stuff, you can pay for it yourself because it's X amount of money. But I'm thinking,
oh, yeah. Because she said,
she just popped out his baby.
Yeah, because she said the birth plan was like natural birth, no drugs, no none of this. And he was like, all right, bet it's going to cost a couple grand, a few, whatever it was. And then, she changed her mind and needed an epidural and she needed this. And he was like, basically, if you're a pussy, that's your fault. I'm not paying for this epidural. You can pay for it yourself.
If you want all of that, pay for it yourself. That's bonkers.
I feel like an epidural for a lot of people should be like the bare minimum. Like, I give people that do the natural way like so much credit, but like, shoot me up with all the drugs. I want the drugs.
Knock me out.
Yeah, yeah.
Do whatever you need. I don't want to feel a thing.
Facts.
Oh, and then for him to be like, no, it's extra. You have to pay for that.
That's crazy, bro.
That's crazy.
That's the only one that comes to my head about like finances and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, I have one that kind of picks up on it. And it's an interesting one, but I think we'll get into the conversation after. But I feel like maybe it's an American thing, but I feel like a lot of people in the States, like especially like het relationships are very like, oh, well, you're the woman. Like you do that. I think it's still like very traditional.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if you guys have that over here.
We really don't.
Not really, but I feel like it's different for every like relationship or couple. But I feel like if you speak to your partner and you try and like, okay, let's manage our expectations. What do you expect from me as a man? And what do I expect from you as a woman? Or as a partner, not even like a man or woman, as a partner, what do you expect from me? What I expect from you as human beings? Mm-hmm. And if we talk and deliberate and come to a conclusion, then there should never be a, oh, you're meant to do this. Why aren't you doing it kind of thing? Because we've spoken about this before. So I feel like that's the best way to go.
Yeah.
About,
and I think there is like, we don't really have too much tradition. There's becoming like a little resurgence-ish culturally about traditional, because like a lot of women say they want like just rich dudes, innit?
Mm.
And they're willing to play a traditional
role,
wife role,
mm-hmm.
in exchange for the rich mm-hmm. dude. But we all know that doesn't include cleaning up sick out the sink.
Yeah,
that just includes, in their head, it just includes shopping.
Shopping, yeah.
It just includes
the soft,
shopping.
The soft life.
Not working and shopping.
Yeah, they want the soft
no
life.
No one's cleaning up sick.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely do think that is from, because we have our fan base is like 40% American. So,
wow.
Yeah. So we speak to a lot of Americans and it is like way more like traditional role over there than what we
mm-hmm.
have here.
Mm-hmm.
Massively, massively, massively weighted.
Well, speaking of expectations and standards, this one should be interesting then.
Cool. Let's run it.
Am I the asshole for suggesting my wife lower her standards so that she'll be less overwhelmed? My wife, 37 female, and I, 38 male, have 3 kids, 12, 10, and 8. She is in a constant state of overwhelm and very easily irritated, constantly complaining about how it's all too much. I, of course, am happy to help and do my fair share for the kids or household, but it's never enough because her standards are too damn high. She insists one of us has to be up at 6:45 every morning to make sure the kids are ready and make the bus, which comes at 7:45. I told her they're old enough to not need that much help already. They can all dress themselves and pour themselves cereal and milk. There's no reason we have to be up. She says that cereal isn't a good enough breakfast. They need something more substantial, especially the 12-year-old. And that the 10-year-old has ADHD and will definitely struggle without help in the morning. And anyways, she wants to see them off and kiss them goodbye for the day. So she gets up. I don't. Then she gets upset that I never give her a morning off when all she needs to do is just take the morning off when she wants and let the kids handle themselves. Also, she is super strict about screen time during the week and is exhausted and snappy from arguing about it with the kids. And upset I don't support her strict limit of 2 hours a day. I say as long as homework is done, why not until bed? She says it's not healthy for them. They need to play outside or with games and toys, read some books, just entertain themselves in more ways than one. I agree they should enjoy other things, but not seeing why we have to make such a rigid limit. She also likes to get out on weekends and do stuff like zoos, museums, etc., but then complains about the planning for the outing or how grouchy the youngest gets by the end of it. And again, I say, let's just chill at home, and Viola, you've cut the work. I'm an engaged and active parent. I'm not trying to get out of it, but I don't think I should have to help my wife dig herself out of her own self-created holes. She creates the stress for herself and then turns to me to alleviate it, which I think is unfair. Am I the asshole for telling her she needs to do less and then she won't need this level of help?
Oh, that is a very, very good one.
That's a good one, man. I'm on. For the sounds of it, I'm with this dude.
Yeah.
I'm with this dude.
Really?
I'm with this dude. I find this a lot, right? So this is like, someone told me a stat. I don't know how accurate this stat is, right? But someone told me a stat the other day that was like, I can't remember. I'm not going to make up the numbers. But basically, children who grow up in a single parent household where they're just with a father typically succeed more in life than children who grow up in a single mother household. And the reason for this, the reason for this is because, similar case to this, men in general are, especially when it comes to like parenting and stuff like that, far more accepting of like help. So like mums, sisters, aunties, friends, anyone who's willing to come in, take the kids, sort out, help. A guy would be like, sure, whatever. Single mums are usually a bit more like, I'm going to do this. I don't need you. I can raise these kids. I can do this stuff. And then like, it actually like has a, this is like a vast overgeneralization, by the way.
Yeah.
But typically, I'll have to find a study. But yeah, typically that's what tends to happen. And like, I found like, I have like, this is very similar like to the, like, the women I've had in my life, like mom, stepmom, aunties and stuff like that, which is like very, very rigid. Like, this is the way it has to be. This is the best way to do it. But like, bro, you can't do it. And you're depressed and unhappy. And this whole thing is toxic and stressful. Like, it's just not happening. And it, you just have to charge it. It's just not happening, bro. You're like, you're sacrificing your own happiness for like perceived perfect parenting. Whatever, like that.
I feel like there's so much pressure on women, like, to be a good mom.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, so
like,
much.
Versus, yeah, like, a guy where, like, you say, like, oh, he's more willing to accept help. And in my head, I'm like, there's not a lot of, like, in a lot of the stories I come across, there's very rarely, like, these exceptional dads. Like, you typically has the mom that does, like, everything, and the dad kind of just, like, skirts by. It's almost the same thing as being, like, like, oh, when a dad's watching his kids, he's babysitting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, that kind of like, there's that double standard where like the moms are held to such a higher expectation than a dad ever is.
To be a good dad, you just kind of just have to be there.
And that's everyone's
like,
thing.
Oh my God, you're amazing. But yeah, to be a good mom, you have to be like,
you have to do everything.
Crazy.
You have to be exceptional.
Mom. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
to be a good mom, you have to be exceptional. And that's why I'm like, with this guy, it's like she's getting up every morning and sending them off to school with a kiss and he's enjoying his extra hour of sleep. Like, I'm like, there's little things where, yeah, okay, like they don't need to go to the zoo every weekend. But at the same time, your kids do need experiences.
Agreed.
And like, are you putting in any effort to plan them? Because it's like, oh yeah, you're an engaged parent. Engaged for you is going. But are you planning them? Or are you putting all of that mental load on your wife?
Well, the way he described it, it sounded like he was doing stuff, but when he does it, she criticizes the way he does it.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like as well.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like his like idea of doing stuff, though, is like, oh, just give them a bowl of cereal. They're fine. And she's like, no, they need breakfast, which they don't need gourmet breakfast every day. Like, cereal is okay here and there.
I agree. I think it sounds like there's layers, right? So like,
yeah,
like he said, like, she's like super short-tempered, exhausted, snappy, all this kind of stuff. Like, as a kid, like, from experience, like, you see these things. I would much rather have a mum, or I would much rather have a, as a like, an adult who's been a kid. Growing up, I would much rather have, like, a slightly shitter diet and a super happy mum than
same.
A full English breakfast every morning and a mum who snaps.
Yeah.
Super short-tempered. Everything is just like, get up. Fucking hurry up, get out the door. We're going to the zoo.
So regimented.
Yeah. You're so grumpy. You're so ungrateful. We're at the zoo. You should be taking the experience. My mum is so overtired, like horribly, like snappy. Because I remember as a kid, like my mom did her best, but like holidays, like she couldn't really afford to take us on holiday. So when she did take us on holiday, like we had to like get like a 3 a.m. flight. She was so stressed about passports, missing this and that. I would have much rather just stay at home because the whole travel experience was just
shocking,
horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible, yeah. Horrible, horrible. I would have just rather stayed home and just had like a happy, relaxed mom as opposed to like someone who's like, I get the gesture. You're trying your best to do something for me,
I
but
know.
This whole experience is horrible.
Yeah.
Isn't that like crazy the pressure we put on ourselves to like make sure others have a good time? And like for her, like your mom, she's obviously just trying to give you something that like she might not have even had.
Oh, for
or
sure.
Like,
yeah,
I want to make sure my kids don't go like for want or like without things.
Yeah, and so
it's like, but at the same time, she's almost like self-sabotaging it. And I can relate to that so much, especially like there's so much pressure nowadays, like girls trips for your birthday or like things like that. And it's okay, we all just need to fucking relax. Like, no plans, no stress. Just go with the flow. It's all going to be good. But I think we do, like, self-sabotage quite often.
Yeah, for sure. So, like, I think, like, with this story, it's all well and good. I think it's good with the whole, like, trying your best to be a good mom. But also, it sounds like a little bit of the whole, like, who is this for? If you're putting so much pressure and so much stress on yourself, you're clearly not enjoying these experiences. Like, who is this for? Is it just so you can say you're a good mom?
Yeah.
Or does it actually make you feel like a good mom? Or do you actually feel like you're being a good mom? That's where I was saying, when I said earlier, like, oh, I'm definitely with this guy. That's why I feel like, is this for you to actually feel like I'm doing the best thing for my kids? Or is it just so you can say, I do everything for my kids? Because it was all a lot of like, Pressure.
Yeah. I feel like for me, like if I was going to put myself in these kids' shoes, because I wonder if you ask them, like, what do you think? Like, do you enjoy your mom getting up with you guys? Like, do you feel like your dad is actually an active, engaged parent?
Yeah.
Like, I wish we could get the kids' takes. Because I look at me and it's like, if I was a little kid, getting myself ready to school at 8, 10, 12, like, 12, kind of getting
maybe,
that age, but like 8 and 10, they're still kind of young. And so if I was like getting myself up for school by myself, making breakfast by myself, putting myself on the bus by myself, I feel like as a kid, I would be really sad.
Yeah, I guess so. I think it sounds like it's a mix of the two. Like, I don't think it's a case of like all or nothing.
I think he just needs to trade off days then.
Yeah, that's the first thing I was thinking when you said it as well, because
like
me growing up, I can't remember when I started, around what age, but I was very young when I started doing a lot of things by myself.
Yeah.
In terms of like you say, getting ready for school. And I had an older sister who helped me out as well. So I feel like that they could have obviously come to an agreement, trade some days, and also speak to the 12-year-old and be like, listen, we need a bit of help. You can clearly do all these things for yourself. Help out the 10 and the 8-year-old as well with us. And hopefully that can make the mornings
just
a bit more smoother.
Even if it's just on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Exactly. Just off. The
Tuesdays
mom
and Thursdays
needs to
is a cereal day.
Yeah.
Facts. You're having cereal on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Let's compromise.
Yeah.
I feel like she's not willing to compromise on certain things to make the household a bit easier. Because she wants, like you said, not necessarily gourmet breakfast every day, but she doesn't want breakfast. She doesn't want cereal in the morning. Like, kids love cereal. The fuck?
Yeah.
If I want to eat cereal, I want to eat cereal. The fuck? Do you know what I mean?
I miss
that's my
Lucky
breakfast.
Charms.
Oh,
that's my breakfast.
Cereal was my bag.
And then my packed lunch would be my packed lunch. Like, I don't mind having cereal on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You see what I'm saying? And
Friday,
then,
fun day, Friday.
Exactly. Yeah. And the pops can wake up Tuesdays and Fridays and sort that out. So
there's a
compromise that couldn't be made. And I feel like that discussion hasn't been had.
I know.
It's more of, oh, you're not doing this. And the dad is saying, well, I think this is calm. But there's no resolution.
It doesn't sound like he's willing to compromise. And I think that's what's like rubbing me the wrong way. Is it doesn't seem like he's willing to compromise. He just wants to keep doing exactly what he's doing and just say like, oh, well, you need to lower your standards. It's not no compromise. There's no you know, I see you and I'll get up one day. But then on the other days, the kids should do cereal. So you're not so stressed. You get an extra 30 minutes, you know, whatever.
They need to discuss and compromise. But that's the best way to do it.
Because I look at like a lot of what she's doing, like the 2-hour limit on screen time. Incredible. Like that's actually so good for your kids.
I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I agree. Well, I don't have kids, but I agree. But I also think I don't think a strict time, I can't really say, but I feel like a strict time is also will tease me to make me want more. Do you see what I'm saying? If I'm a child and you say I've only got 2 hours to do something or an X amount of time to do something, I feel like you're testing me here. Do you know what I mean? I'm a child. This is just how I'm thinking. This is just how I'm thinking.
Bro. I feel like if you get in a routine though, and you know it's coming, like you can prepare.
Man said you're teasing me.
You're teasing me. But I can understand where she comes about and says, oh, it's not just about screen time. Like, I want him to go out. I want him to have fun. I want him to do this. But I feel like if you say, oh, you've got 2 hours to do this, it's going to be like, well, at 7 o'clock, I know I have to go outside. But just like, I'll have fun, whatever.
And yeah, there's a million things that can be like mitigated and made easier here and stuff like that. I think it is from the sounds of it, is like a mix of, like probably overly high standards. Mm. And probably just him not like meeting the mark
in the middle,
at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's clearly like calling on him, and he's been like, I'm here to help, but it has to be entirely my way.
Yeah.
Like it has to be like all these things. She's like, I need help with all these things. And he, instead of being like, okay, I can help with this, he's just like, well, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that.
That's his version of help.
His version of help.
That's his version of help.
He's crossing that.
He's not doing it.
Yeah.
His version of help is trying off to ride, like cross off stuff from her list without her having to do it.
But like not, because he doesn't want to do it himself.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to do shit.
Hers is a case of, these are all the things that need to be doing. I'm stressed, so you need to do it. Instead of, she's not at any point being like, maybe I need to calm down on this and this.
Okay.
And make my life a little bit easier. So it sounds like a little bit of both.
They both need to compromise and both need to meet in the middle.
Yeah. What do you think the overall vote on this one is?
From the comments and stuff?
Well, who are they siding with the most?
Yeah. What do you think Reddit voted?
I think they're siding with her more than they're siding with the guy. Just a guess.
I don't know.
But I personally...
Reddit's full of weebs, though, so I reckon...
What?
Weebs. You know what weebs are?
No.
Like, neckbeard dudes. Just like computer, like...
Neckbeard.
Neckbeards. Like, just like hermits, basically.
Oh.
30-year-old, like, bro hermits. That's what Reddit's full of.
So sad. The overall vote on this is asshole.
He is the asshole.
They're calling him the asshole.
Damn, fair play.
The top comment, you're the asshole. Your wife's standards are just ... being a decent parent, and you are not doing your fair share. If you aren't helping with these things, you consider unnecessary. An 8-year-old and a 10-year-old with ADHD are not ready to totally get themselves ready in the morning, and you'd know that if you didn't sleep through the morning routine every day.
Damn, that's a specific cut.
Yeah.
2 hours of screen time a day is totally reasonable boundary.
This guy said it's a tease.
It's a tease, man.
And family time and enriching activities are also important. Maybe those can be cut down slightly, but just chill at home all the time isn't the answer either. Stop being lazy and become an actually engaged parent like your wife is.
Damn, that's such a specific attack.
Hey.
Yeah, fair play though.
Fair play, man.
Yeah.
Fair play.
There's another comment down. That one has 46,000 upvotes though.
Damn.
Like that comment.
That doesn't surprise me.
It's an overwhelming.
Yeah. And like there's one that's down like right after with almost 14,000 upvotes. To be fair, a lot of kids around that age have to get ready on their own because their parents already left for work. I was one of them, and it was pretty normal in my social circles. And now I am a teacher and know this from a lot of students. From when I was 8, my parents left at 4:45 and 6:30 a.m. for work, and I had to get up and ready on my own. My mother called every morning at 7:15 to check in with me, though. But if my parents would have been home and decided to sleep in instead of getting up with me, I 100% would have felt neglected as fuck. Why on earth would that be acceptable behavior for a parent? Holy shit, OP is completely out of touch with reality.
Makes sense.
Damn, yeah. Man.
But to be fair, me waking up, me doing my stuff early by myself or from a young age was because of the fact that my parents went to work early. So
I know. I think that was me too. Yeah. And like,
I was lucky to have my older sister to like, you know, guide me, help me.
And that was me for my younger brother. Like high school, my mom was like traveling a lot for work and like wasn't in the house.
Yeah.
And so it was literally like me 16, I got my license. And because I got my license, I think she felt she could do that. Because then I was the one getting up with my little brother who was 13, driving him to school, driving him to baseball practice, like doing things like that.
She offloaded all of that responsibility to you.
Yeah. Like it was more so out of like necessity, like versus, you know, anything. But yeah, it was just like, it was interesting. And yeah, probably did some damage for sure.
Yikes.
Yikes. Interesting. But this is an interesting one. I think... it would be nice if there was more context. There's no comments from him. No update yet accepting his judgment.
I'm not surprised either.
I'm not surprised.
He hasn't deleted it yet, though, which is what you'll see a lot of people do when they
really?
Yeah, when they get a response that they don't like, they pull it.
Yeah, but it's anonymous. I can understand him feeling some type of way. I've read in the comments and stuff, thinking like they're all on the wife's side or whatever.
Yeah.
But if it's anonymous, I'm not going to take it personally.
Yeah, no.
In my opinion, anyway, I wouldn't delete. I'll just leave it out there.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to know?
Exactly.
Who's going to?
And I feel like by typing it and leaving it, I've somewhat vented.
Yeah.
Do you see
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So deleting is only adding to the problem because I'm going to want to type it again.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's going to happen next week. I'm going to type that bitch again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you have to give your own context this time.
Yeah.
You have to spin it in a way that sounds better for
that's
you.
Fact. I want 47,000 off votes for me, bitch. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So it's long.
Okay, moving along. So this one is titled, Am I the Asshole for Having a Fake Wedding for Everyone to Bring Children to?
Yes.
Wait.
Off the cuff?
I'm intrigued.
A fake wedding so everyone can bring their children. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I had a huge wedding earlier this summer with an equally huge reception. My parents paid and they didn't want it to be child-free. I already knew that was going to be a fight, so I just went along with it. I bought a wedding dress from Facebook Marketplace and had it tailored to fit. The wedding was fun and noisy with babies and kids. I'm pretty sure I heard Mario Kart music as well. The reception was loud and rambunctious, with two of my younger cousins getting drunk and puking. Late teens, not children. Someone was giving them drinks because they were, quote, old enough to handle it. A baby threw up on my dress. A few people apologized, but not most. A lot of people commented on how well my husband and I took the chaos. The following weekend, we got married for real. Just our parents and bridal party in attendance. I got to wear my beautiful dress that I picked out with my mom and mother-in-law. We had the same flowers and outfits. We got married at an outdoor pavilion that I have always thought was perfect. We posted a few of the wedding pictures, and people noticed that my dress was different and that the location for the pictures was different. They were asking, what the fuck? I said that I wanted everyone to join us for our wedding day and have a good time, but that we also wanted the ceremony and pictures that we planned for ourselves. Mm. Some of our family and friends say that we were assholes for inviting them to a fake wedding. I think we just had two ceremonies. Am I the asshole?
I take it back. She's not the asshole.
Yeah,
I take it back completely. No. Fuck them kids.
Yeah, bro. Literally fuck them kids, bro.
The fuck?
Threw up on the dress.
Yeah.
Taking
a
piss out of me.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree. What she did was right, in my opinion. Yeah.
I think what she did was right. I think posting the pictures is a bit much.
I don't think so, bro.
I actually do.
Why?
I actually feel really strongly about this.
Okay.
Because this is a completely separate argument.
Okay.
But like people's need to use social media baffles me.
Mm.
Considering it's like 10 years old,
people's
like, for a fact you tricked everyone and
you
still got the audacity to post the pictures. You can have these pictures at your house. Like before Instagram, that's what everyone did.
Yeah, yeah.
They had the pictures in an album, in their house. No harm, no foul. Also now because Instagram's a thing or Facebook's a thing, you actually felt the need to not only trick me, but to then show me that you tricked me.
Mm.
It's like, I don't think the concept is asshole-y
at
all. But I think throwing it in my face that like you're doing something like
that is interesting.
You took the piss out of me. I think posting it is a bit of an asshole
move. My initial thought wasn't them posting and seeing their reaction. Like I would just post it because it's something I want to post. Because for granted, we've been planning this for X amount of time. Like
yeah,
we had the little kids ceremony party whatever for everyone. But the reason why I'm posting is because this is for me and my husband or me and my partner and blah, blah, blah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the reason why I said. But I can understand where you're coming from in the sense that it seems as if I would be throwing it in their faces, but I don't think your intent would be there. But you can't really have an intent from a picture, do you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
That is interesting because I think a lot of people do something where they like take private wedding photos like staged shoots. So it's not on their actual wedding day, but they have like a practice run and get dressed up and like take the pictures. So they're really good. And then they don't stress like photos on their wedding day. It almost makes things easier. But it is interesting because if they wouldn't have posted it, there never would have been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I feel like if it were me and someone was approaching me and was like, how dare you? I would have been like, did you see what happened?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you can't beef me about what I did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Honestly,
yeah,
like a baby threw up on me on my wedding day.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
How would you feel?
I needed a redo.
Yeah.
Like, it was nothing against you, but like, I got thrown up on.
Yeah, you should be you should be thanking me that I was willing to have like two completely separate days. Because if it was her way, there would just be no kids.
Facts.
So she gave all of her friends and family an entire day just to dedicate to let them be part of it.
Yeah.
And not exclude their kids.
And then the I had money. A little
and spent bags on it.
Money.
Well,
the parents did.
Yeah.
And then have a separate day. Yeah. Like you should be like, oh, that's actually really nice that you did that.
You
didn't have to do that. I appreciate you doing it because I saw the sick on your dress. Mm. And personally, I'm not having it.
Yeah.
To be called an asshole for that is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
There were some comments from OP. OP has since, the moderators took it down, but OP's account is also suspended. So I can't go look at the comments or anything, but I have some screenshots. That's okay.
Interesting.
So someone goes, info, did you do a ceremony at this big gathering or was it just a party? Because I think people were kind of confused, like, was this just a reception or did you like go through the motions to where people like really thought
that's crazy.
You got married?
Yeah, that's a bit crazy.
Okay.
And then so OP goes, wedding at a church. And the person goes, think I worded my question wrong. Were all of the people at this big gathering invited to a wedding or just a party? Were they at the wedding in the church and then moved to the party reception? Or was there no ceremony involved at all for them?
Mm.
OP responds, there was a wedding ceremony at a church, then a reception.
Yeah. So now you're actively tricking and lying to me. Who is this priest? Who is this guy?
Yes.
Like, that's a bit.
It feels strange.
That's a bit creepy.
Priest. Yeah, who you hired?
Yeah, because this is not official.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Okay.
Yeah, that's weird. And then like, what's their anniversary date? Like they didn't sign papers for the first one. So it was fake.
The whole thing would have been fake.
Interesting.
They would have just been signing some random piece of paper, telling random vows.
That's interesting.
That's
a plot twist. That's interesting. Wow.
That is interesting. That's juicy as fuck. Yeah. Now maybe she is the arsehole. Because that's a lot to put me through.
Yeah, yeah. It's an arsehole tendencies.
I feel like you would almost just like feel like your reality, like what?
Yeah,
like my reality isn't my reality. I watched you get married, but you didn't actually get married. What?
Yeah, that's very, 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 very crazy.
That is. But also if I'm the wife or husband, I'm like, mind your fucking business.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm playing both sides. I'm playing devil advocate. I'm like, mind your fucking, you had your thing? I'm having my thing. Mind your fucking business. I won't respond. I promise you.
I'm not replying to nothing. That is a bit crazy. But then again, same, different cultures do different stuff all the time. Like African weddings will have a traditional wedding.
Facts.
And a white wedding as well.
Okay.
Asian weddings, sometimes they'll have like five or six weddings.
There's so many different
things. Yeah, so many different cultures stuff. So it's not necessarily the craziest thing in the world. Mm. But I'm also playing devil's advocate because we all know that's bullshit. She's dreamed up something that's nuts.
Mm.
I feel like if she would have been upfront about it though, would people have like gone to either? Like, you know what I mean? Like if you said like, hey, this is my first wedding, we're having like a more intimate private one. I feel like people would have been pissed from the jump because they would have been like, well, I'm not exclusive enough to get the intimate invite.
Mm.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to either. Why would I get you a gift if you don't view me as making the cut?
Oh, she got bare gifts in that other one as well. She would have gone bare gifts.
Yeah. I think, you have to do, it's a tough one. Because I think when people usually do stuff like this, they'll usually do it like in like a registry office, innit?
Mm.
They'll just do it in like a registry office and they'll have like one witness. It has to be like the legal minimum.
Yeah.
And you're wearing something like really modest.
Yeah.
And then like, it can't be appealing. You don't want like, it doesn't look like something that you'd want your friends to go to. So when you do the big one, everyone's like, all right, I would rather gone to this one anyway.
Yeah, yeah,
but if you're doing up, if the second wedding is bougie.
Bougie, you're doing a sunset thing.
Dream wedding. Then you're taking the absolute piss out of me.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Because I could have left my kids at home. You didn't even give me the option.
Yeah.
I could have easily just left them at home.
Mm. So many people refuse to do that though.
Leave the kids out. Yeah, some people are really entitled.
People throw fits about it. And it's like, don't you want a night off?
Yeah, people, when it comes to certain things, people are crazy entitled. Mm. When it comes to like, guys, this is like a kids-free wedding. Hope you understand. And they're just like, fuck you. It's all of us or none of us.
Then it's
why are you excluding my kids?
Then it's none of you.
Yeah, people, parents are crazy. Like, parents will pretend that their kids aren't assholes.
Facts.
They'll tell the world that they're like, they know their kids is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
They know they break shit and it's like they understand it and they like, but when it comes to someone else outside the house, is like, oh, I'd rather you not bring your kids. Like, parents get crazy defensive.
Yeah. Well, in this one, they didn't even apologize to her. Like, she said, some people said sorry, but most of them didn't. Like, if someone's kid threw up on me and my wedding dress and they didn't apologize.
That's fucking crazy. I'm throwing hands.
I'm grabbing a bottle of wine and it's getting poured on them. I would lose my mind.
Lose it.
Votes on this one were really split.
Okay.
Interesting. Really, really split. The top comment with almost 17,000 upvotes is, those family members calling you an asshole are just mad that you outsmarted them and their asshattery. You are not the asshole. Congratulations.
Mm. Okay. Interesting.
But there are a lot of you're the asshole twos. And one that OP responded to is, you're the asshole. Having two different wedding receptions itself is completely fine. But what you did, you blatantly deceived the people who went to the first one. I don't really get why you couldn't have just been upfront about it. Because they wouldn't have gone. No one would have, they would have been more mad, lady. Is it really that hard to understand why some of your friends and family might have felt slighted? I don't know. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, seeing everyone comment how genius this is, but the whole thing just feels unnecessary to me if you just properly communicated.
There's no problem communication about that, though. You can't communicate that.
I don't think you could.
Because she didn't want kids at a wedding in the first place. So, yeah, that's all on.
Yeah. OP responds and goes, I didn't want to hear the Mario Kart music during my ceremony. The way I did it, I chuckled when I heard it. And that is a good point. Because someone did comment to them like, oh, you're handling this chaos so well.
Yeah.
Because if this would have been her real day.
Yeah. Oh, she would
sort of, yeah.
That's not a day I'm, every anniversary.
I don't want to remember.
I don't want to remember this. Yeah.
But now
drown me
look,
in wine. I don't want to remember today. I don't want to remember today.
Now you look back and laugh though. Like it's lighthearted and like it's not that big of a deal.
It's a really tough one. Yeah, damn. I can see why they're split. It is a really, really tough one because, yeah, you're right. Like, there's no situation. If that was the only wedding that she's looking back at that and thinking, what a great day. She would just be thinking, mate, fuck all of this.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
Let's erase this.
Facts.
Yeah. I don't know. It is a tough one. But to also go through the whole...
The motions.
Go through the fake... vows and signing and ceremony and church and everything.
That's bongous tats.
Nah.
How much did they pay the priest?
Yeah.
On a real.
It's an actor. It's just an actor.
I wonder if it was the same person. And do you think they said the same vows or do you think they went different?
Damn. I hope they did the same one.
Okay.
If they did different, then they're actually just bastards. They're just playing now. They're just playing games.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah. And they're trying to hold back the smiles. Fuckers.
Just giggling behind the
car. Yeah.
That's jokes.
Nah, that's nuts.
Oh.
That's jokes.
But yeah, if it wasn't for the ceremony, because I've been to a wedding a few years ago where they did not this exact thing for the same reasons, but they had like a separate wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And the wedding that I had, the one I went to was after, wasn't in a church.
Mm-hmm.
The vows that they said were just like in a nice like field. Mm-hmm. In like outside and out the back of like a manor house and stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
But I went there knowing that this is not the real polished version. They did the real polished version like last week.
Okay.
So there was no priest there. There was no nothing. There was just like some, I can't remember who was officiating it, but just like someone that was important to them. And it didn't look like proper ceremony, church, whatever.
Okay.
I was made aware they did that last week. And this was just like, we get to see it ourselves.
Honestly, so how did you feel about that knowing up front?
I was fine.
So I wonder if people wouldn't have cared.
Yeah, I was literally fine.
I think maybe if they, because they did the main one after.
If they did the main one first and
order
were like,
matters.
We eloped last week in Vegas or whatever, and this is for you guys, or we had a little private thing, just the two of us here. This is for you guys. I think everyone would have took it better. Knowing that, like, because when you're reenacting the vows, knowing that you're already married, it's not as offensive.
Yeah.
you guys aren't actually even getting married right now, and you're going to walk out of this church not married.
Yeah.
And then I'm there clapping and like throwing rice and all that shit.
Oh my God, that's so true.
You're not even married.
Yeah.
But doing it again once you are married, because people like redo their vows and shit all the time. So like doing it when you are married, I guess is a lot less offensive.
Yeah.
So maybe if they just switched the order, it might have been better.
Yeah.
Agreed. I think so. You're giving me ideas because me and my boyfriend Justin have talked about like small courthouse wedding first, like the night before, and then actual wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to like...
I think it's a good shout.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I think it's a good shout because like
All
weddings as well, when I go, I think it's the best shout because weddings in general, I always look at the couple and think, fuck this.
Yeah,
it's so busy, like running around to everyone and like... Doing all of that whilst trying to like actually think, wow, this is like the best day of my life. It's like
the pressure.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dress changes, making sure, and then plus you're already like looking like, are the meals coming out on time? Is it cooked properly? Like, is this happening? Is the music right? Is the flowers right? You don't want to think about all that. So having a special day first, private, relaxed, this is everything. And then having like the wedding for everyone, I think is like it's a buff move.
Mm-hmm. I like this. Yeah, I want mine so chill. Like, I want food trucks. I don't want I just think it'd be so fun to have like options, taco and chicken sliders and mini donuts.
Yeah.
I want
to bring the kids. You'd have to bring all the kids. Yeah,
fuck them kids. Child free for sure. I literally told my brother and his wife, I go, I love your kids, and they might, you know, be flower girl and ring bearer, but like after that, they gotta go. Like,
oh,
they
yeah.
gotta go.
Fair.
It makes sense, man.
Fair.
And I've been to weddings as a kid. It's fucking boring.
Mm.
So yeah. I'm not gonna be fast.
Kids don't care.
They really don't care.
They really don't.
It's only the parents that think the kids care.
I'm not giving up my Saturday to spend the day in a suit.
Yeah.
Like, just leave me at home.
Yeah.
Facts. We play games.
Yeah, weddings are a lot.
They are.
Okay, up next. This one is coming from our very own Two Hot Takes subreddit. It is titled, "What would you do if you found out your partner is a perv?"
Jesus. Okay, let's get into it.
I recently discovered that my partner of almost 10 years has a disgusting habit. For the past year, he has been secretly taking videos of various women in public. Most of the videos are shaky and low quality, but always with glimpses of an attractive woman. Upon looking at the collection, you might almost be fooled that the videos were simply recorded in air because of how random some of them are, and the fact that 70% of the time it's just recording the inside of his pocket.
God.
What made his intentions clear to me was one video in particular. The phone appears to be on the floor when a woman walks in a frame with a clear view up her skirt. After I saw that one, I could see what he was trying to do in the others. It became very apparent that he was taking every opportunity to record up a skirt, down a shirt, or get a close-up of someone's ass in leggings.
This is making me feel sick. This is actually making me feel sick.
Because I know this will come up, yes, I did check his phone. I know that's not great. Curiosity got the best of me because he normally has it with him 100% of the time. When he left it at home one day, I couldn't help myself. What's crazy is I almost put it down after a few moments because everything else was super innocent and boring. I remember laughing at myself and thinking how silly I was even looking. That's when I scrolled to the videos. Oh, I haven't even mentioned the worst part yet. The most recent video were of my best friends in their bikinis.
That doesn't surprise me.
That doesn't surprise
that's
me.
That's the easiest target.
Yeah.
If anything. That's fucked.
On a trip we all went on together.
That doesn't surprise me.
Easiest target.
Bro.
I'm with you. I get you, bro.
It doesn't surprise me at all.
It's so sad, but like thinking about the stories that I've had that are similar, it is the best friends. Like,
it's the easiest target. Yeah. Like, it's fucked, bro.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, is there more? Sorry.
Like, I was right fucking there and he still couldn't help himself. I'm so hurt and confused because the person I know would never violate another person's privacy that way. I confronted him and initially broke up on the spot. But the next morning he apologized and told me he understands if I want to break up, but he wants to work it out. He's willing to go to personal and or couples therapy. I'm not sure if that is enough though, but I'm having a hard time letting go. What would you do?
It's not enough.
This guy's got a compulsion.
She said he couldn't help himself. when they were on holiday with her best friends. He couldn't help himself.
Oh, God.
There's nothing to be spoken about.
Yeah, it's done.
No.
There's nothing.
This guy's sick.
That's 10 years, though. That's a decade of your life.
It's crazy how much you don't know somebody. Mm-hmm. Do you know
After
what I mean?
10 years?
To keep that... Oh, my God. Yeah, that's mad.
Well, and just how calculating he is. Like, to set his phone on the floor, recording up, so that when someone stepped over it, you got a shot up their skirt.
Yeah, that's
too calculated.
Yeah, yeah. That one made me feel...
There's no therapy conversation need. That's, he knows what he's doing. Yeah. Like, it's, you can't stay with that. I don't think you can stay with that.
I don't think I could.
You can't.
Nah, that's like... That's worse than cheating. He's got a whole bank...
Facts.
The whole I couldn't help myself. That's too much.
Yeah, it's terrible behavior.
It's really violating, but it almost does kind of feel like cheating in a weird way.
Oh, I can 100%.
Imagine. 100%.
Like he's 100%. Using that material he collects for his spank bank. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really weird. And the way he like has now sexualized her friends.
Bro.
Like I had a write-in that this listener found her boyfriend's like folder. And it was all pictures of her friends, and he was using it to jack off. It was just friends.
On his phone?
Or
an actual folder?
I think it was like a desktop folder.
Like a folder on the...
I'm just clarifying.
Printouts.
He printed it so he could
portfolio
really...
Portfolio thing. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
And it was starting to stick together on some pages.
Oh my God.
Jesus
Christ. This guy's got an illness.
Yeah, he needs... Like breakup aside, because that relationship's done.
Yeah.
First and foremost, he still needs to speak to someone because that can't continue. Because he's going to get into another relationship, hide the same thing he's doing, and probably going to get caught again.
Yeah.
He has to speak to someone. That's crazy. Crazy.
He needs mental help.
He does.
It's mad how like people can like just justify things in their head.
Because
there would have been a time that he would have known like, oh, this is
fucked.
This is completely fucked, but I just can't help it.
Yeah. That's his excuse. I can't
it's
help
too
it.
Too tantalizing.
He loves
you mean
the risk.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
Three women in bikinis every day. I can't help myself. I have to do it.
That is bonkers.
Yeah. That is disgusting.
I'm sure that's the excuse Tiger Woods used too.
God.
Just...
Tiger went through it, boy.
How many did he end up cheating on his wife with?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Were there hundreds?
Probably.
God.
I just know he was about it.
That makes your, like, literally sitting here, like, thinking about it, it makes me want my vagina to fall off.
Jesus. Oh my God.
Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is one of them ones where you just don't know someone.
Yeah.
But then again, it's like, also it is a, like, it's how much is a singular trait, how much of that of like your entire personality? Because yeah, like this whole like pervert thing is like, oh, I actually don't know who you are. Mm. But then the same thing, they've been together 10 years.
Yeah.
She actually knows exactly who he is.
Yeah,
this is just like one tiny little element of his personality that
he's
like
from everyone.
Now defines him.
Yeah.
Now that's exactly all she sees now. Mm.
Do you think that could be a lie though? Like I think about like Dexter and like these serial killer type people out there they have this dark
split personality.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It just makes you wonder like, is that real or is that him acting? And like the truest self.
Oh, he's like
is
a complete sociopath.
Yeah.
It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
I would
yeah,
just,
yeah.
It would make me question.
Yeah, I hear that completely.
Like it would really mess me up.
Yeah.
When you said, oh, the videos were shaky, and like that's horrible.
Because he's trying his hardest.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you just know he's breathing heavy when he's
no.
He's just there like
and the fact I would love to have been a fly in the wall. For when she's first scrolling through the phone, not seeing anything like, why am I doing this? Why am I?
He's so cute. Then, it's just so boring.
And then finding the first one, and then finding one of her brethren's.
Yeah, no.
She would have dropped everything.
Oh, the shakiness, the hard breathing. I think that messed me up the most.
Hard breathing would take me.
Oh,
no.
God. Yeah,
no,
that's
okay.
Scary. That's like murder stuff.
Okay.
He wants stuff. He wants stuff and he doesn't care how he gets it.
Have you been to the... Just so bad.
Jesus.
Have you been to the Air? It's like the London Baths. Like they're like... Have you seen them?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah. It's like this basement, all brick, but they put pools in it. And so it's like these ancient baths.
Oh, okay.
It feels like you're having a bath in like a Game of Thrones, like dungeon.
Okay, makes sense.
So sick. So cool. But we were there last night and we went into the steam room and this other couple came in after us and the guy is like...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I was like, I literally look at Justin and go,
let's go.
Hot tub, next room. Yeah. Like, it was so weird. And I had just seen them before in like this other pool and they were like aggressively making out. And I'm like, I don't know what these two are doing, but I don't want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Like,
people
no.
Are sick, man.
And so I'm just like, after experiencing that, I'm envisioning this guy just.
Yeah.
He's
slow down, God. Baby.
Slow down. slow down, baby. That would never get old.
Yeah, yeah.
God, do you know where that's from, by the way?
No, I thought you was the Whisper song again.
No.
It's Jackie Chan.
It's Jackie Chan from Rush Hour. Yeah. Oh, where
he's like recording
he's got binoculars peering. I can't remember her name.
The agent.
Isabel something agent. Okay. She's got a Snoopy tattoo on her waist or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he's watching her get undressed.
Yeah,
and he's like, slow down,
baby. it's so funny.
And then Chris Tucker's like, give me that. I need to see.
Oh my God. Oh, we say that bar all the time. But yeah, that guy's sick.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan.
No, not Jackie Chan. Not Jackie Chan. No, my bad. Not Jackie Chan. This Reddit dude.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, that's jokes.
Okay, one last one before we get kicked out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is 4 days old. It's titled, Am I the Asshole for Turning Around and Going Back to My Parents with My Baby When I Got Home? Because my husband let his homeless brother move in and everyone had lice.
Oh, God.
I recently went to see my parents with my newborn. It was just for the long weekend, so my husband stayed home with our three other children, 7, 5, 3. My husband called me when I was out of town to let me know his brother needed a place to crash. I said that he should give him a ride to a shelter or something because it was a bad idea to let his brother in our home. He has stolen from us before. When I got home, there were 5 very itchy people in the house. I immediately got back in my car and went to my parents' house. My husband was calling me the whole time because he needed help dealing with the lice. I didn't call him back until the baby was settled back in at my folks' place. I told him the pharmacy had the shampoo and comb for lice. He said he needed me to come home and take care of it. I noped. I said that he let his brother in our home against my wishes. His brother gave them all lice. I also reminded him that when our oldest got lice from kindergarten, he didn't help me at all. I hate lice. They freak me out. I dealt with it because I had to. This time, it's on him. He said that he would have to use up his sick days to take care of this. I said, tough shit. He did it. He took his brother to a shelter. He de-liced himself and the kids, and then he spent 3 days cleaning all the bedding and the furniture. He called me every day begging for help. I did not come home until his mother confirmed that everything was done. He is pissed that I stuck him with all of that by himself. I know I should have helped, but it was too much. I'm still not 100% from having the baby. It was just too much. Am I the asshole?
Interesting.
I mean, she just had a baby.
Newborn.
So I don't necessarily think she's the asshole. But I can understand why she may have had some arsehole tendencies in that situation. Like, it was also his fault like, his brother is in an unfortunate situation.
Yeah.
He's been there before and he's stolen from my yard.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's strike one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So bringing him back, knowing he's homeless, knowing that he could potentially give everyone lice, which he did. And the wife said, listen, I'm against this. Take him to a homeless shelter or something, please, for the sake of us and for the sake of the newborn. And he still said no. He's got to deal with it himself.
But he did take him there.
Yeah, but after the fact.
After the fact.
After the fact. Not initially.
Fair enough.
So I'm in agreement with her. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm 80% fucked. In agreement with her.
Okay.
Until like, you lost me on the 3 days.
Yeah, that spot.
If I'm taking care of it, he's in the shelter, I've de-loused everyone, I'm doing this and it's taking me 3 days, at least on day 3, and he's calling her every single time. Yeah. Please, babe, please.
He's getting blocked.
Yeah.
I'm blocking his ass.
Really?
You fucked around and found out. You deserve this.
That's his brother, though.
And I do get, like, to help a family member in need out is very important. I understand that. But, like, make sure your brother's good when he steps in the door then. Like, hey, you're on the streets. Like, do you need a shower? Are you itchy? Like, what's the deal? Should we put lice shampoo in your hair just to be safe?
I'm not gonna lie. Lice would be the last thing that would come to my head. Yeah. I wouldn't even think about lice. I would think I would think about dirty shower, clean clothes, all that stuff. But like him having lice wouldn't even come into my head. It's just not like an everyday thought of mine.
Yeah. Mm. I worked at a mental health facility and a lot of my patients were unhoused. So I feel like that just like comes to mind like so fast for me. And like I also live in LA where like there is a big population of homeless people. And my dog picked up like fleas just from walking down the street next to like a sleeping bed. So like I'm just like, I think I'm extra paranoid
now. Yeah, that makes sense. Cause I haven't experienced lice since I was like a kid.
Kindergarten.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like
sharing hats at school.
Yeah, it wouldn't even come into my head. So I would definitely like get him in there, shower him up, clean him up. Wear my clothes.
Yeah.
All this is good. Mm. And then later if I found out I got he had lice, I'll be like, oh fuck, I didn't even think about it. Mm. And then if I'm then being like, oh fuck, all right, cool, I'll deal with this. I've kicked him out now, cleaned everyone else up, and I'm like, babe.
Come back.
Yeah.
3 days of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen my newborn baby.
Yeah.
I would be a bit like, babe.
Yeah, this is an awesome, yeah. It's an awesome move, but I can also understand why she did what she did in the same breath.
True. Because you keep saying 3 days. And now I'm thinking about it. I'm like, why did it take him so long?
Yeah, fuck knows why it took him so long.
That's a long time.
Like, you just throw the stuffed animals in a bag, wash the stuff in hot water.
I'm not sure.
Why did it take him so long?
Yeah, I have no idea. He must have got
flustered with everything. Flustered.
I have no idea. Yeah. Or he didn't start until day two because he assumed she would come home and take care of it.
Ooh, maybe. You're playing 3D chess now. Yeah, maybe. Wow, okay. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he thought she'd cave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cave.
Yeah.
He fucked around and found out.
That one. Yeah. If that is the case, then he did fuck around and find out.
He did.
Jesus.
Overall vote, not the asshole. Top comment, not the asshole. You didn't stick him with anything. He stuck it to himself by bringing someone who's violated your trust into the house against your and probably his better judgment. Hopefully he'll learn something from it. Next comment down. God, I'm itching right now.
Jesus.
Same. There is another comment just like, not the asshole, but it sounds like he had his mom's help. So he probably didn't really learn the lesson that you wanted him to. And OP goes, she only went there to verify everything was done. She didn't let his brother in her home either.
That's a tough one for me, you know, man. Because I maybe it's because I love my brother more, like so much.
Yeah.
In fact, he was in like a difficult position. It's again, depending on why he's like homeless or whatever. Like if he's like an addict and all this stuff and he's stolen me, but like if he's a good person, like,
you've known him all your
life.
And
my wife was like, he's not coming in here. He stole from me again. I would probably be like, he can steal what the fuck he wants. I don't care. Like, I need him to be here. Like, he needs help. I'm not going to leave him. So that one, I don't know. Yeah. When I'm listening to it, I'm like, I would still bring him in.
Yeah.
He's my brother. I would do anything for my brother.
I know.
So yeah, it is a tough one.
It is a tough one. Fair. It sounds like he's really gone through it too, because the mom not even taking him in.
Yeah.
Like that, I feel like that really shows like he's probably messed up quite a few times.
Yeah.
And so that the brother does have the heart and is willing to take him in does kind of show a lot about his character too, on like the flip side of all this.
That's tough.
That's vile.
Yeah.
That's bad. Damn. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you for having us. This was very, very good. Time has flown.
This was so fun. Was cool. Where can everyone find your show? What are you on? Share.
You can find us. Yeah, type in Shits and Gigs, X and Z of an I.
Yeah.
Or just type in James of Fuad. You'll find us. Everywhere. Spotify, Apple, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, wherever.
Patreon,
yeah. Find us there. And yeah, man.
Amazing. Their show will also be linked in the description, so you'll have no challenge finding it. Their stuff is amazing. I went back. I listened to episode 7.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
Years ago.
What was the title, if you remember?
I don't, but that's how you started with the Whisper song.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Oh God, we're so unoriginal.
Yeah. Right?
Jesus.
You cleansed your first 1 through 6, so.
Fair.
Jesus. That's where I had to start.
I've thought about it.
So okay. I get it. But thank you guys.
Thank you
very much.
Until next time, guys. Bye.